From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Government forces in the Syrian city of Aleppo have reached an agreement with rebels on the withdrawal of opposition forces as well as civilians from the area. The agreement brokered by Turkey and Russia was announced ahead of an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council. Details of the agreement are still unclear. At the council session, Western envoys criticized Russia for its ongoing military support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad and the months of attacks inflicted on the residents of the city. Here is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
The regime and its Russian allies will only be emboldened to replicate their starve and surrender and slaughter tactics elsewhere. This will be their model for attempting to retake cities and towns across Syria. It will not end with Aleppo, and it will not focus on terrorists. It never has, and there is no evidence that it will.
UN Special Envoy Stephen de Mistura is calling for immediate UN access to confirm what's happening in Aleppo and to oversee the evacuation of civilians. Members of Gambia's ruling party asked the Supreme Court Tuesday to void December 1st election results following their leader's loss. The appeal was made the same day that a delegation of West African leaders arrived in the capital city to urge President Yahya Jammeh to concede the election after over two decades in office. Jammeh initially conceded defeat to election winner Adama Barrow, but withdrew his concession, citing unacceptable errors found by election officials. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.